This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. That's our guest pianist, Dick Hyman, playing On Emancipation Day, a song from the first full-length Broadway musical written and performed by African Americans. The show is called In Dahomey. It opened on Broadway in 1903 and became an international hit. It starred the popular vaudeville team of Burt Williams and George Walker. The show's principal composer was Will Marion Cook, and he's the subject of this edition of our series on American popular song. Cook was one of the innovators of ragtime song and helped introduce ragtime rhythms to Broadway. Duke Ellington considered him a mentor. So why is Cook so obscure? Some say it's because he was egotistical and temperamental, although those aren't unusual traits for an artist. Others say some of his songs are unrevivable because they reflect the dialect and racial stereotypes of the time. On today's Fresh Air, we'll revive Cook's great melodies with the original lyrics, so you can hear for yourself. Our guest singers are Vanell Bonnerice and Terry Burrell. Bonnerice created and starred in the reviews One More Time and Jelly Roll, and co-starred in the Broadway musical The Life. Terry Burrell starred as Julie in the national touring production of Showboat. Her Broadway credits include Into the Woods and Dreamgirls. Pianist Dick Hyman has recorded over 100 albums, and he served as composer, arranger, conductor for most of Woody Allen's films. Let's listen to him play. That sounded great, Dick.
Thank you.
Dick Hyman at the piano, I want to welcome you, and I want to welcome our guest singers, Vanell Bonnerice and Terry Burrell.
Thank you.
Let's start with Cook's best-known composition, though I'll say that not many people know it today. It's called Swing Along, and it was the opening from his musical In Dahomey. Cook also wrote the lyric to this song, and I should mention that Swing Along was also recorded later on by Paul Robeson.
Swing along, chillin', swing along the lane. Lift your head and your heels mighty high. Swing along, chillin', tain't gonna rain. Sun's as red as a rose in the sky. Come along, Mandy, come along, Sue. White folks watching and seeing what you do. White folks jealous when you're walking two by two. So swing along, chillin', swing along. Swing along, yes, a swing along, from the early morning till night. Lift your head and your heels mighty high, and a swing to both left and right. Swing along, chillin', swing along the lane. Lift your head and your heels mighty high. Swing along, chillin', tain't gonna rain. Sun's as red as a rose in the sky. Come along, Mandy, come along, Sue. White folks watching and seeing what you do. White folks jealous when you're walking two by two. Well, a swing along, yes, a swing along, from the early morning till night.
Well, a swing along, yes, a swing along, and a swing of both left and right.
Well, a swing along, yes, a swing along, well, a swing along, well, a swing along, a swing along.
Swing along, chillin', swing along the lane.
Swing along, chillin', tain't a going to rain.
Well, a swing along, yes, a swing along. Well, a swing along, a swing along the lane.
Thank you for performing that. That's singers Vernell Bonnerys and Terry Burrell with Dick Hyman at the piano. Well, that song has a pretty uplifting lyric, but many of the lyrics for Cook's melodies have lyrics that sound offensive today because of the dialect and the stereotyped images, images of African Americans as loving chicken and being lazy but rowdy. These lyrics make it difficult to revive these songs in spite of how good the music is. In dealing with this ourselves, we called Marva Carter, who wrote her doctoral dissertation on Cook and is now completing a biography of him for Oxford University Press. She's had to confront the discomfort and embarrassment these lyrics can provoke. Let's get to what is perhaps most disturbing and confusing about some of the songs that we're hearing today. These are songs that, for the most part, were written by African-American songwriters who were very educated and pretty middle class, and yet they're filled with lyrics that have negative stereotypes. How do you think they felt about that? How aware of it do you think they were, and why would they perpetuate the stereotypes?
They were acutely aware, if not embarrassed, by these lyrics. And they perpetuated it initially to get opportunities to be on stage. The songs were performed in shows that were funded by whites, and many of the persons in the audiences would have been white as well. But though the stereotypic images got them in the door, once they were in the door, they made concerted efforts to bring the songs to another level.
We were initially considering doing cleaned-up versions of these songs, because there are rewritten versions that have taken out words that are very offensive, like darky and coon. Do you think it's appropriate to sing the lyrics as written, or do you think it's better to do rewritten versions of them?
I think one must be true to history, and in order to do that, you must use the original text.
I feel like it's almost doing a disservice to edit the lyrics of a poet like Paul Laurence Dunbar who wrote these.
Yes, I do. Paul Laurence Dunbar did struggle with writing the lyrics that he wrote, and to clean them up would be taking away that struggle that he himself was faced with.
And when you say that Paul Laurence Dunbar struggled in writing these lyrics, do you mean struggled with the stereotypes that he knew he was in some way perpetuating?
Yes, exactly. He wanted to write in standard English in many respects, but his publishers insisted often that he write using the dialect that he is most known for.
What are some of the emotional changes you went through as you discovered Will Marion Cook's songs and you learned the lyrics to the songs?
Well, initially, I was very disturbed. My heart actually would palpitate as I would look over the words of these songs. But I had to learn to become detached, to almost be surgical in my approach to these lyrics, and to dissect them in a manner that was authentic to the time.
Why have you devoted so many years to researching and writing about Will Marion Cook?
I feel that Cook needs to be understood as a catalyst, as one who was a mentor, for instance, for Duke Ellington, who, of course, is important in the area of jazz, and he was important as a pioneer in black musical comedy. He is quite a pivotal individual and deserves to be historically discussed accurately.
Marva Carter is writing a biography of Will Marion Cook. She's the director of graduate studies at the School of Music at Georgia State University. We'll hear more music composed by Will Marion Cook after a break. This is Fresh Air. This edition of our series on American popular song is devoted to Will Marion Cook, who composed the music for In the Homie, the first Broadway musical written by and starring African Americans. Cook was born in 1869 and was part of the first generation born after slavery. He was from an educated background. His parents were graduates of Oberlin College. His father was a law professor at Howard University. Will Marion Cook was trained as a classical violinist. After 2 years at Oberlin, he went to Germany, where he studied with the famous violinist Joseph Joachim. He studied with Antonin Dvorak at the National Conservatory of Music in New York. But there were few opportunities for an African-American classical musician, so Cook turned to writing cakewalks and rags. His first big success was the musical Clorindy, or The Origin of the Cakewalk. Let's get back to our guest singers, Vernell Bonnerice and Terry Burrell, and guest pianist, Dick Hyman. Vernell, I'm going to ask you to sing a song that upset Will Marion Cook's mother. It's called Who Dat Say Chicken in This Crowd. The music is by Cook, and the lyric is by the esteemed dialect poet Paul Laurence Dunbar. It was written for their 1898 musical, Clorindy, The Origin of the Cakewalk. Cook wrote an article in which he described his mother's reaction on hearing her classically trained son rehearse his new song. Vernell, would you read us an excerpt of this article?
Yeah. I was at John's piano trying to learn to play my most Negroid song, Who Dat Say Chicken in This Crowd. My mother, who was cooking breakfast, came into the parlor, tears streaming from her eyes, and said, Oh, Will. Will, I've sent you all over the world to study and become a great musician, and you return such a nigger. My mother was a graduate of Oberlin in the class of 1865 and thought that a Negro composer should write like a white man, just like a white man.
Well, that gives us some sense of the context that Will Marion Cook was writing in.
Exactly.
Why don't we hear this song that upset his mother?
Okay.
Who dat say chicken in this crowd? Speak the word again and speak it loud. What's the use of all this talking? Let me hear a hen that's a squawking. Who dat say chicken in this crowd? Blame the land, let the white folks rule it. Eyes are looking for a pullet. Who dat say chicken in this crowd?
Thank you for doing that. You know, the lyric is actually, the words are really clever, like rhyming rule it and pull it. And so even it's just one of those things you have to reconcile. Like, there's some really clever writing, even though the lyric is so stereotyped.
Well, it's a party song. I think one of the things you have to see is that it's a big, and particularly if it was in the midst of a Broadway show with a big hoedown sort of dancing crazy feeling, you have to forgive it for the context that it was in.
There's another dialect song with music by Will Marion Cook that I'd like you to do. I think it's one of his catchiest melodies. It's called Darktown Is Out Tonight, and it was the finale from his 1898 musical, Clorindy, The Origin of the Cakewalk. The lyric is by Paul Laurence Dunbar. To give us a picture of how thrilling it must have been when it was first performed on the rooftop garden of the Casino Theater, let's hear what Cook wrote about the reaction opening night on Broadway.
When the last note was sounded, the audience stood and cheered for at least 10 minutes. Maybe when the pearly gates opened wide and the multitude of hosts march in, shouting, laughing, singing, emoting, there will be a happiness which slightly resembles that of Clorindy's 26 participants. I was so delirious that I drank a glass of water, thought it was wine, and got gloriously drunk. Negroes were at last on Broadway and there to stay. Gone was the ufda of the minstrel. Gone was the Massa Lincoln stuff. We were artists, and we were going a long, long way. Nothing could stop us, and nothing did for a decade.
Well, in reality, I think we should say that there's, in the lyrics, a few traces still of minstrelsy, I think.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. But why don't you sing that song for us? This is Darktown Is Out Tonight, the finale from Clorindy.
Hey there, Sal, come on, gal, join this promenade. Take my arm, what's the harm? Needn't be afraid.
There's old Dan, watch that man coming down the line. That old coon, hot than June, long and sweating time.
Howdy do, hope that you enjoy yourself immense. Reckon Beth got that dress off Miss Lucy's fence.
Clear the path, needn't laugh, that'll be all right. Sing that song, come along with this here Dogtown night.
And there'll be warm coons a-prancing, swell coons a-dancing, tough coons who want to fight. So bring long your blazers, fetch out your razors, Dogtown is out tonight. Warm coons, swell coons, tough coons who fight everyone in sight. So bring out your blazers, fetch out your razors, Dogtown is out tonight.
Watch that pair, they don't care how they lift their feet. Gracious me, Julius, he never could be beat.
Where's that lies? I'm surprised, reckon she can't come. Never knew her so slow, joining in the fun.
Yonder's lies with her size, what's she expect to do? Needn't grin, she can't win, thought she'd walk with you.
Bless the lamb, here comes Sam with Clorinda too. Now's the time, get in line, show what you can do.
And there'll be warm coons a-prancing, swell coons a-dancing, tough coons who want to fight. So bring long your blazers, fetch out your razors, Dogtown is out tonight. Warm coons, swell coons, tough coons who fight everyone in sight. So bring long your blazers, fetch out your razors, Dogtown, 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 Dogtown is out tonight.
Thank you for performing that. Singers Vernell Bonnerice and Terry Burrell, Dick Hyman at the piano. It's been really exciting to go back and discover these songs, which are just totally forgotten and more or less completely out of circulation. I think the music is really exciting, but the lyrics are problematic. I'm wondering, Vernell, Terry, what it's been like for you to go back and sing these songs. What do you find musically exciting about it?
Well, I love the melodies. They're the kind of melodies that you walk away from singing, find yourself singing it for the rest of the day. They're very catchy.
Now, have the lyrics given you a problem? Has it been difficult for you to sing lyrics with words like coon in it?
Yeah, I found that I was actually pulled emotionally from A to Z, where I didn't want to have anything to do with who that say chicken or whatever. And then taking a step back, I had to see it that I was presenting and preserving history. And then I found a lot of those imageries that are very dark in his piece. I mean, he was a very angry man, obviously. And so you have some very defiant imageries. Meanwhile, using the coon song language, even the marching towards emancipation, you're talking 1890, 1900. We didn't get emancipation till 1963 or whatever. So he was way ahead of his time. He was very angry that things weren't keeping up with him.
There was a period when we were thinking for the show that we might use rewritten lyrics. And I'm wondering what your reaction to that would have been as the people singing the songs?
I personally always try to go for what's historically correct. And first I have to deal with it, and then the audience that I'm dealing with has to deal with it.
I agree with that. And we were discussing this earlier and talking about rap music today that contain lyrics that are offensive and alarming to people. But 50 years from now, when we're examining that kind of music, it will be just as important to preserve the purity of the lyrics, to really understand what was going on at the time in the minds of the people who wrote those lyrics.
Yeah, as opposed to 50 years from now doing a rap show and totally rewriting all the,
exactly.
All the lyrics.
Well, that'll be interesting.
The song that we just heard, Dogtown is Out Tonight, is from Will Marion Cook's musical Clorindy, The Origin of the Cakewalk, and this musical is credited with bringing cakewalk rhythms to Broadway in 1898. Dick, can you demonstrate what a cakewalk rhythm is?
Well, it's the regular 2-4 out of ragtime, which you find in a lot of different things. And on top of that regular rhythm, you have the syncopation. And this sort of thing was being done by numerous composers, so much so that even Claude Debussy wrote, from a French point of view, he wrote the Gollywog's Cakewalk, which went...
Would you play a couple of bars of Darktown just so we can listen for that
sure.
rhythm?
Very much the same.
Our guest performers are pianist Dick Hyman and singers Terry Burrell and Vernell Bonnerice. We'll hear more music by Will Marion Cook in the second half of the program. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.